is here electronically.
The audio is really quiet for anyone in the room that can hear me. It's really quiet for all of us on Teams.
On it.
All right. Will you join us in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. My chair here. We have lots of public comments. I like this. I don't have the public comment sheet. I know Susan wants to talk. All right, Candace, Susan, you guys are up.
All right.
Are you first?
Lead with, you're the one that wants to talk about it.
You've already spoken up in these board meetings.
Yeah, that's right.
We're concerned about the 105 East Aggie Lot, as you already know, because of the letters we sent. We're concerned about the advertisement of it being multifamily when it's not. That's not zoned for multifamily. And we noticed it's on the agenda, so we're here to see why it's on the agenda. And kind of check that out.
All right, so what's on the agenda, it looks like it's an extension to your realtor, I'm presuming, today. We would ask that you wouldn't extend it because he doesn't have an apparent conflict. He has a direct conflict by being the head of the zoning board, whatever you call your board now. Okay, so in our opinion, that anything that he would put out to sell, okay, the conflict is already there. If he wants to go multifamily or to rezone it or anything like that, to do this would be a direct conflict because he himself would be the one that would recommend to the board whether to do such a thing. Then it'd be in the board's interest because they own the property. They'd be swayed by it to want to unload the property in a hurry or whatever. And we just think that we're better off, and what we would prefer, that you leave it zoned the way it is. One house fits on there really nice. And we really encourage you to sell it and put a house up there in our neighborhood. Our neighborhood's already been scrambled through a process like this before, and it causes all kinds of problems with parking issues and everything. We do know what the ordinance says. The ordinance definitely says that the city owns the property now, and I know that I was told you think there's two lots there, but your ordinance definitely states that when two non-conforming lots are in single ownership, it's just one lot, okay? And it had to be re-subdivided, okay, versus you can simply have two lots. This is all I got. John, did you have anything?
Yeah, John Moore, we've been in the same situation before, like Kent and Sue's had, and we don't want it. You know, it's zoned as a single-family house right now. We're thankful that the village did purchase it and tear the house down, you know, because that was just a mess. We want it to stay a single-family because, like Kent and Sue said, we had issues before, I don't know how many years ago, but now there's two houses sitting on one lot that are supposed to be a single-family house. We have other messes in the, you know, if I don't know if it's on the board to or the plan to have it split into two. I think it is.
It's not. I like the lot, the size of it. It's a good size lot.
You know, and that's fine. And I think the guy dropped it down to 30,000 now. And yeah, there's a little bit of, you know, if the person who's selling this on the zoning board causes a little questions in our mind, you know, what's going on? You know, because like Kent and Sue said, we've been ramrodded before, you know, in that area. And I think there's a lot more messes to clean up before we start getting into another mess.
I agree.
So I'm glad. And, you know, it's a nice neighborhood. It's a great neighborhood. It's the old part of town. And
it's looking better all the time.
We're trying.
Effort.
Yeah, it is, and we thank, you know, thank the board for that. We would just like to keep it a single-family house.
We've had a lot of interest, but everybody wants to put a duplex, because that's what's super, super, super hot right now. That Deer Pass got duplexes in it, and they're all, they sell quick.
Condos, that's different than the.
They have duplexes on Deer Pass. And then they also have condos in Winston?
Winston.
On the other side, there's condos, or there's duplexes that run on both those streets at the end, over closer to Dollar General on the north side of Deer Pass. Those are all duplexes right through there. And there's duplexes on the other side too. Now, they're owned, they're not rented.
Yeah, that's totally.
And if we allow the duplex to go in there, that would be one of the stipulations. I don't want rental property in there. Because we all know what'll happen with the duplex that's a rental property.
There's not room for parking. I mean, we already got a parking issue.
Yeah.
Drive around.
But I'm open to anything. We'd like to get rid of the lot now that we have it. And we're never gonna make our money back from tearing it down. But that wasn't our intent. Our intent was to get your neighborhood kind of cleaned up a little bit. Because I know, I mean, all the animals are living over there and whatnot.
Right.
And so.
Which we should have.
We're trying. Poor Justin's kidding.
But since you're open to anything.
He put a lot of big dent in it.
Since you're open to anything, we had made a suggestion of widening Daggy Street. If you look on the map, you notice that the street narrows right on the curve. I don't know exactly how wide it is, but it narrows by quite a bit. And this would be the opportunity, since you own that property, to go ahead and take that, put the property off to the west. We'd have to, or the village had to look into seeing about grabbing 10 feet or 15 feet of that property around there. But if you look on the map, you'll see what we're talking about. It definitely narrows, and it's a truck route, and two semis cannot pass at the same time.
I hate having truck routes in town, but.
Well, you got the grain elevator, I don't know what they're gonna do about it.
There's nothing we can do about it.
We got a security camera, and we get, I've counted as much as 200 a day during certain seasons, and this is all year long. Because they're moving the grain from the west side of town to the grain elevator. So it's constant, it's year-round. This is just not the seasonal traffic.
What ordinance did you refer to when you talked about the ordinance?
What ordinance? I don't have the number in front of me.
It's in the building.
The ordinance, the first one we had in Tolan, I think, was in 72. And that one had it in there, and then the last one we had was in. '97, '98, it had the same thing. And then I looked in the current ordinance you have now. And it still has it in there too. It's a standard procedure you would put in there. And the reason they would do it is because when you have substandard lots, there's no way.
No, I know that.
Yeah, there's no way to make them standard. So they take the opportunity when two are ownership under the same, you know, lots are connected. That way you could end up with a regular lot.
I wanted to make sure I was looking at the curve.
Yeah, they could make that curve a little bit bigger right there at the lot.
That would help a lot with the road itself, which doesn't really affect us, like we don't use that road.
I'm sure the truck drivers that use that road would appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, it's just opportunity to make changes that you're not gonna get again. Once you sell that property, you'll be hard pressed.
Rob, can I reply real quick?
Yeah, go for it.
My name is Wade, I'm the listing agent on that lot, and I'm the administrator. I don't know what advertising you're talking about. What it says is multiple frontages gives it a multitude of building options, meaning where you can put the building. Now, in the private remarks, which the agents can see, it does have in there single family or with a zoning change request, which doesn't mean it would ever be approved. We put that in there to help get it sold. Now, it also states in there, and I can be more than happy to show it to you, that being that I'm a village employee, I would abstain from any discussion having to do with any type of rezoning or anything. And I also cannot do dual agency. What that means is I can't bring a buyer. At the end of the day, it's 3% of whatever it sells for. Plus, I have a split with my company as well. I'm not making bank on it.
Okay, we weren't concerned about the finances. It's your position sitting and making the decision on the board side.
Oh, I can't make that decision. What I do is if we were to get a buyer, somebody was to bring me a contract, I would have to bring that before the board and say, here's a contract for the property, what do you think? And again, So that is a option that we have on our MLS to put on there, which it very well could be, and I've also checked with my managing broker on it, and also with the MRED, Midwest Real Estate Data, there was nothing against license law that says I couldn't put that in there.
But we're not saying you can't put it in there, we're saying what, that we're, exactly, we're, what we're saying is because you put it in there, it, you're attracting people that, that would want to put in duplexes or such a thing, that even though that you say you cannot lead a meeting and a discussion of it, you are in direct conflict with it because you are the head of the zoning board.
So there was an, or, and Mark, you can probably refer to this better than I could, because I don't remember the name, the number on it, there was an ordinance passed. If you don't, and Mark, please correct me if I'm wrong, I believe it's, an employee can enter a contract with the village as long as they don't make over $4,000 a year. I would even make $300 off of that. So that's, I mean, you say there's a conflict, but there's really not. The people that have been calling me off the sign are, can we bring a trailer in from the Oaks?
No.
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 You know, can we put a modular there? Well, right now there's not a provision exactly in there that says that there couldn't be. So, and then I met with an investor yesterday, showing him the lot lines and where, I believe all the utilities come in, and he was talking about a duplex for sale, selling those around $170,000 each side, so he can make his money back.
No way. They're just gonna bring up the value, that's just, no.
It would be an improvement.
You know how noisy our neighborhood is? No one's gonna pay $170,000 each side.
He had also said, well, that's what he's wanting.
We've heard that before.
Hold on, he also said that he was talking about a possible, 1,500 square foot range style home.
That would be fine.
No basement.
That'd be fine.
One.
And then trying to sell it. But from an investor standpoint, he said he could make more money off of it.
Okay, we've heard this song and dance before.
Exactly.
And that would, and that's something else too that.
And we have two houses next to us, and you're gonna turn around and do that to McClary's, they're gonna have four out neighbors, two on each side. That's so unfair to our neighborhood. We already live next to where the railroad stops. Be fair to us.
I understand where you're coming from, and I don't think, I can't say what the board would do, but the board would ultimately have to approve or disapprove.
Mm-hmm.
And if you guys feel that strongly about it being a duplex, I mean, if somebody was gonna put one next door to me, I would probably have some pretty strong feelings, but we also have duplex, and I live at 407 Marshall.
Okay.
So I'm just four blocks up from, or from that area.
Really?
So, I mean, we have a couple duplex, duplexes there,
mm-hmm.
no issues at all from any of them. But if somebody's gonna put one next door to me, I could see the concern.
Well, there is a concern because the zoning ordinances, not only could be allowed so you could have a rezoning stuff, of course, but the zoning ordinances are also a protection for the, for those that live there. When you come into a neighborhood, which we found didn't help us any, but when you come into a neighborhood, you feel secure that, that you're in an R2 area, everyone built around you is gonna be R2. Out of the blue, something happens and the neighbor house burns down and they come in and they want to change things. We fought, they were going to put multifamily there. We fought that really hard.
There were two duplexes.
Yeah, two duplexes there. And it was, like she said, it's the same song and dance. It's because you worry about the developer making money. He's willing to spend the money if he can make money. But that's fine. And Danny, he makes his money. He leaves the mess for us. We live in Tolono. It's our home. You know, it's we invest in it. I mean, you know, and it's not fair to us or any other neighbors that these type of things happen without. There has to be real consideration in what anytime you make something like this go on.
When you change.
I don't know where you guys live, but if something happens to your neighbors, I'm sure you wouldn't want someone to come in and rezone and put duplexes or whatever next to you. You'd want it to be just like it was.
Yep.
And that's the way we feel. I mean, and
that's my thought too. If a house burns down, forbid, in Deer Path or whatever, is there a provision that they can't put a mobile home there?
They have covenances. They're,
okay,
since they're
what about Linshire?
Or you're saying we
can
make
down, huh?
But the thing about it is, like I said, we haven't even had an offer or anything for it. So we're the village is just sitting here. We're not approving anything or disapproving anything. And before anything got approved like that, that wasn't a house.
Right.
Then it would go out to you guys anyway.
Right. We appreciate
I mean,
that.
I mean, because so we're somewhat putting the horse before the cart. I understand where you're coming from, and I appreciate it, but right now we don't even have an offer. I mean, nothing. And I mean, we're willing to bargain.
There's two people that have expressed interest in it, but there are no offers being handed to me yet.
And then the.
I'm sorry, but $170,000 aside.
That's a lot.
That's not right. That's not right. There's no way. The property's selling for $30,000, right?
If that, I mean.
That's what it's listed for.
So.
He wants to put $350,000 into it or whatever?
The guy's an investor. I mean, that's what he does.
I'm sorry, man, that the guy.
But here's the thing too, though. That comes to us, it would go to the zoning board. Jamie's a member of the zoning board. I would abstain from it. I could have another conversation about it. It could stop with them.
And we've been through that.
And then it wouldn't even come to them.
Abstained and it still went through last time. Another thing, I don't know if you noticed, McClary's lives on the other side of the two houses between us. And they put a lot of money into their house, fixed it up. It looks like a brand new house. So be fair to them. Be fair to them. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Yeah. We appreciate it. And like Rob said, it's not, nothing's on the table right now, but we wanted to voice our concerns just because we saw it on the agenda.
Well, and I don't blame you. And like I said, if the contract's up on it.
Honestly, Rob, we have been through this before.
Yeah, and I don't want to push you through it again.
And if it's ever.
We don't want it to happen.
Drive by a house.
And I want a house. I want a house there, because that's, I think that would be cool to have another house there. It'd be nice if we get another two-story little house in, or a house in there. It'd be a nice little.
If you guys know anybody wants to build one, have them contact a real estate agent. Don't have them contact the board. Don't have them contact me. Have them contact another agent, say, we're interested in this lot to build a house. There's plenty of builders in town that could help them put a house there.
Yep.
And the village is, I mean, well, trust me, if we get a nice little two-story house in there, we could probably be talked into a lot.
I had somebody call me repeatedly about putting a fifth wheel there in a barn. We told him no every time.
But no, so I mean, we'll negotiate with them. Well, I mean, we've had, the board's talked about different things that we could do for somebody to come in there, especially if they're gonna put a house, some incentives or something like that, because your neighborhood's kind of revitalizing a little bit, and that's what we want to continue doing in that neighborhood. So.
Appreciate it.
What, two foundations or? Yeah, there was a foundation that was down on Bourne that.
Yeah, they've been tearing that house down for a while. They've got, they got it looking pretty good now.
Forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the one next to the red shed.
Have you guys heard if they're gonna do anything with that lot? I mean, we haven't heard anything, but.
We called the village and they said they were maintaining it, you know, they're gonna keep it, because we were interested in buying it, you know. He gave me a price, but I thought it was a little too high, you know, but from what we heard, he's gonna keep it, you know, which is fine. If he maintains it, and he's fine, he got the mosquito question out of it.
Yeah.
You know.
And we're trying. We're really trying to clean stuff up and.
No, we appreciate it. We know you.
And keep us on our toes. Keep coming. I mean, I hear from Susan a lot. Which is fine. That's why we're here. That's why we have emails and stuff. So.
I'm an advocate.
We're trying. Okay, Russ and Larry.
Well, good evening. My name's Russ Houston. I am the executor of the Houston Estate. Wade may be aware of this, and so is Mark. I'll just start off with reading an email that I sent to both of them last week in regards to subdividing out the 2.91 acres from the 40-acre farmland. Basically, we're looking to separate the 2.91 acre homestead site from the 40-acre farm. And I think there's been a lot of miscommunication here between, and lack of communication between attorneys and the executor. So this is what this email was for. I saw that you guys were discussing this tonight. We wanted to be here to kind of clear up some stuff and answer any questions that you guys had. The village, in one of the emails that I got, the village expected to annex the entire 40 acres into the village due to it being contiguous. From my research, it's not contiguous. Wade even responded to that. It is not contiguous, so.
Well, I can clear that up a little bit. What we've been doing on some of the stuff that comes across to us is we sign a pre-annex agreement. So essentially, when the village gets there, then we already have a pre-annex agreement, then we can annex it in. I mean, there's still, you could still fight, whatever, but it just, it helps us, and when we, if we ever grow that far, it's already done.
Right.
So.
When you get that far, sure, we'll sign an agreement, but you're not that far, and we don't want it annexed. Our dad would have never wanted it annexed. At some point, when the village does get there, sure, we'll do that, but right now, there's no advantage for us to annex in, especially the 40 acres. If the buyer of the 2.91 acres at the house and the building sits on wants to, they can. That's out of our control, but the 37 acres that's left around it, we don't feel that there's a need for that agreement to be made.
It's gonna be farm ground.
Yeah, that's all it's gonna be.
There's no subdividing or anything like that that's gonna happen.
When it gets to that point, somebody else is gonna take it from us, and then you guys can have that conversation with them. But at this point, we just want to be able to, we have a buyer that's interested in the house and the buildings, the 2.91 acres. We'd like to get that done, so we can get some closure with this whole thing, and we can move on. That's, you know, we're looking for some sort of answer, and hopefully that we can come up with that tonight, so we can move forward in getting the property sold, so that we can, like I said, get some closure on it, close things up, wrap stuff up. It'd be a whole lot easier for us. In that email, I bring up the subdivision ordinance. You know, does it say in there that it has to be annexed? Is that in there? If it's not contiguous, does it have to be annexed in? If we're doing something like this. Because this isn't much different than what, because I also mentioned in there in 2015 when Jim Maxwell was doing the same thing with his 40-acre lot at 800 North and 1,000 East, contiguous with the village out by Bailey Cemetery, did not annex in due to, I may have been your predecessor in the zoning, planning
when,
and zoning,
when
saying
was that?
2015, okay. That they would have to run sewer and water if they annexed him into the village. So we're not looking for any of that. The house has got its own well, it's got its own septic. We just want to be able to, I believe, just change the zoning from agriculture on that 2.91 to residential, so we get the variance, because back in May we were told all we need is a survey plat. The surveyor was told that as well, because that's all we were looking to do, is break that 2.91 away and be able to make that residential, and the rest of it's still farm ground. So if you have questions for us, that's pretty much in a nutshell what's gonna happen. That's what we would like to have happen. And that's been the goal from day one.
Rob, you want me to chime in?
Yes, please.
But
is Mark, our lawyer.
Before you do, Mark, I just want a point of clarification. Is this the property just to the north of the high school?
Northeast of the high school.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
You can see it on that map.
Yeah, that's what I was just wanting to double check. Okay.
What's the thing?
I'm good.
Pardon my address?
1154 County Road, 800 North.
And it might be helpful to me if someone could just double or confirm for me about how far it is from our village border.
1592 feet east, according to Google Maps.
All right.
And I believe I sent you that in an email.
So, the law on this is, it can kind of confuse it unless you're working with it a lot. When you're outside of a village's jurisdiction, you're in the county. And if you're in the county, then you just go by the county's laws when you want to break up property. Champaign County tightened up its laws compared to counties that you might run into in southern Illinois, for example.
application from the planning board first?
No, you can make the decision. Historically, you've gotten that input because you use them as a fact collecting device. At this point, they've already kind of done that, so you can send it back to them to have them look at it again. That's within your purview to do it, but you wouldn't have to.
Well, that's why I put it on the agenda, so we could actually do something with it today.
So let's say we sign a pre-annexation agreement. What does that mean for us right now?
Nothing. And when
Not until
the village gets to you, and it might, and the annexing agreement lasts for 20 years? Is that right, Mark?
Yeah, a pre-annexation agreement really is an annexation agreement. We just call that because it's for property that's not yet contiguous. So what it says is, at the point that any part of that land becomes contiguous and are attached to the village, that at that point, whoever's in the property, this landlord is, would then petition annex the property of the village, and if they didn't, then the village could forcibly annex. But that's it in a nutshell. So what happens until the village's extraterritorial jurisdiction, or excuse me, the village's boundary gets out and is contiguous to the farm? Rob's point is that these agreements can't last more than 20 years. So if the village didn't extend out to the farm until year 25, there wouldn't be a pre-annexation agreement in effect, so we couldn't force them to annex. But if it happened in year 19, then yes, we would be able to, if an agreement got signed.
What is the benefit to us as would be the farm ground owners, what is the benefit to us to have that annexation agreement?
A couple of different things. One, we're having, it benefits the village more than it benefits you.
And
it also benefits you because you get a letter from us and then zipping you through the county board, and it streamlines your process. So we could make a decision tonight, and then you guys can essentially almost move forward with this project.
It helps you too,
so it's kind of like, you're helping us, we're helping you. We're having an issue right now with some stuff that wasn't zoned in, and the village has overtaken it. And now we're having, and it might never happen with that property, ever. But we're trying to prevent it from having the same problems now. We have farmland in the middle of the village.
Oh, yeah.
That's not an extent.
That used to be our grandparents'
property. I know,
property.
So it's like,
yes.
But it's like now there's a fight. We have people come in, well, we want to build this on it. Well, then we have to zone it. We have to get it into the village. And then Kane Roofing is another example. Remember the old Kane Roofing building
up
out there? He signed a pre-annex with Savoy, which is now expired. But now we've got to figure out how to get them zoned into the village because the village has jumped all the way around them. So
there was, and the reason why we're here is because there was a lot of miscommunication because it was said that they wanted to just annex.
No, we can't annex. We'd have to annex all the way out to you.
And
I don't want that.
Right. And so there was some miscommunication there. That's why we're here, is that we were given this, an email that I got that was the board's expectation that it would be annexed in. I don't have a problem so much, I don't know that you do, having a pre-annexation agreement.
It helps us later on because it clears things up. And
right. To be clear, the only thing that we were looking to do was just break out that 2.91.
Yeah.
Because neither one of us plan on moving there, and neither one of us plan could maintain it. It's going to be, that's a full-time job.
That's the only reason we've been doing it. And then we've had a couple similar situations to you that have come to the board, and that was kind of the board's general idea. We'll approve these. It streamlines the process for you, makes it easier for you to get through to get to where you need to be, and it solves maybe a problem 10, 15, 20 years down the road, or maybe we never ever get there, and it's not even a problem for anybody. I don't see us getting there in the next 20 years, but...
Well, you better, or Savoy's going to be there.
I know. And that's another thing we've been talking about, because we need to stop Savoy from overtaking us eventually.
So...
Because we want to stay a small town.
Then what happened with the Maxwell property then, that it wasn't annexed in?
That was before, I think, everybody's on this board's time.
It's 15.
We might have been board members then.
Because it stated one of the reasons was that they would have to run water and sewer out to the property.
I know.
So
I've slept since then, I've been trying to think.
That's where we wanted, we're gonna be at, if you were gonna annex us in.
Do what?
We were gonna want water and sewer to the property, which would then increase the value of it.
Do you remember that?
Some sidewalks, too.
Do you remember that Maxwell property in 2015? It's over by the Bailey Cemetery.
Oh, west of town.
I think they had a pre-annexation agreement, too.
I think we, that's what we've been doing, is pre-annexation agreements, we haven't been doing.
Yeah, they didn't.
We're not doing, we're not annexing you in.
Yes, they did have a pre-annexation agreement, and we specifically said, we don't believe the village is moving that direction. So we were very much okay with it. But we still had, with the suggestion of Mark, we still had the pre-annexation agreement in place, just in case.
Okay.
And say 10 years from now, I'm not saying this is gonna happen, but say a developer comes in and just makes you an offer that you can't resist.
Yeah, I already had one pull in 6 weeks after my dad passed away.
Yeah, and I mean, I like the farmland, staying farmland around here, I mean, we're gonna have to add a subdivision or two, we're going to, cause everybody wants to live here, we got the best schools and stuff. We've been kinda holding them a little bit at bay, cause we need a new sewer, there's a lot of things we need before we can add any more people.
Yeah.
But we're popular right now, and, but say someone comes in, just offers you the right thing, and it's time for you to retire or whatever. I'm not saying you're gonna do it, but it also helps you out if you have the pre-annexing agreement in there.
Well, we just weren't for sure if that was something that they could do when they came in, rather than us having to do it right now.
We could, but we're trying to make it cleaner for us, so we don't end up with some of the issues we're dealing with now, is why we're doing it.
Okay.
I'm not, there's no promise we're gonna be there, and like I said, we're not planning on running water and sewer to you, trust me.
No, I don't think so.
We're not planning on getting.
I don't think anybody's gonna let you bring it out through their field, so.
So.
So just the pre-annexation agreement, there's no anything, nothing's levied on the property for the village to run up.
Not unless we get there.
Not until you get there.
And we're talking, that'd be a long time from now, I would hope, I would think.
Okay.
So, yeah, it doesn't affect anything other than it helps us later down the road.
Okay.
And it's, I'll be long gone probably.
I think a pre-annexation agreement, I think we discussed a little bit, that once you got to that point, we wouldn't have any problem.
Yeah, we're not annexing now.
With annexing in, once you're there, but if we're just talking a pre-annexation agreement, that I don't have, and I don't think he does either, an issue with, because it doesn't set anything in stone, it's, you know, 20 years, but still a long time, but.
Most importantly, we can move on with this process.
Exactly.
Get it closed out.
And it seems like a silly holdup, but we're just looking to the future a little bit, and that's another thing I have the planning and zoning board doing too, is instead of planning for tomorrow, we're planning for 5 years down the road, 10 years down the road, 15. We're trying to change that, you know, the short-term vision.
Right.
Cause, I mean, you see how the town's set up, there's, we could do a little bit better maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, and when people, we're not gonna be here forever, so the people that come to replace us actually have a playbook.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Kent was on the board. I mean, it's nice to have a playbook and have a direction and, instead of constantly putting out fires. So that is our only thing. So if you guys agree to that, I think we could probably put a motion on the thing and vote on this tonight.
You're getting a flag.
Oh, I'm getting a flag. Yes, Mark?
Sorry, I wanted to mention to you that, I think we have to, if you're in favor of pre-annexation agreement, I think you're kind of polling yourselves about it, and then you'd have to have, if we have an annexation agreement, that you would be approving at your next meeting.
Okay, so we'd have one written up and sent back and forth, and you have Mark's email?
Yeah, I have his email, I'll email when I get done here, I'll email the estate's attorney.
So we'll leave it on the.
Copy of whatever, title plan you got, or something that just spells out technically who the owner of record is, and have legal description of property, and we can knock it out very quickly.
Is that good? Did you understand that?
Yeah, just a deed of title and, yeah.
Essentially, he needs the legal description so he can get it in the agreement, and then he'll send the agreement to you guys, make sure you can add your 2 cents to it, and
okay.
We can get the process going. If it gets stalled out again, holler at me.
It's
Rob's fault if it gets stalled.
If it gets stalled out again, holler at me, so we can keep it moving.
I was more so a little fed up with some attorneys. I'll leave it at that.
They're attorneys. Who is?
So.
No offense, Mark. Well, thank, yeah, keep us going on it.
Okay.
We'll get it voted on the next meeting.
Our attorney.
It's hard to understand, Mark. You're hard to understand sometimes, so.
Thank you, Ward.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Come back and send me emails. Y'all got my email, I got my phone. I know you got my phone, Susan. So.
But that's.
Okay, any other questions for us?
I'll get that stuff to our attorney and then he can get it to Mark and sounds like.
Outstanding. And like I said, if you need push, I can push Mark, I can't push your attorney.
Right, yeah, no, I haven't had much luck.
We can't either, so.
Okay.
Perfect.
Alright.
Cool, you guys good then?
Yep.
Alright, keep on us, we'll get it through.
Alright, appreciate it, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Feel free to pop me an email, I can get Mark that down.
Okay.
Thank you, thank you.
Alright. Let's get to this.
New business for the person A is on.
Susan's here.
Susan.
Alright, so new business A. Susan, have you joined us?
Yes, hi.
Let's get down to you and see, and you can talk to us about this mitigation. We do this every, what, 5 years?
Yep.
Every 5 years.
Okay.
And we completed our update in June and FEMA has signed off on this version of the update. We went through the four stages of, that are required by FEMA. Allowed for public participation during each stage. And you may recall some of your residents may have gotten a survey from this project. So we did a random sampling at one point. So at any rate, we are here at this point now where we have FEMA's approval of this version and the remaining step is to obtain each participating municipality's review and adoption of this version. And the advantages, of course, include keeping the village up to date with this plan and eligible for benefits that are associated with this plan, including funding, state and federal funding. You'd be eligible for lower flood insurance premiums should the village ever decide to become a part of the National Flood Insurance Program. And there are other potential benefits, primarily with applying for state and federal grants. That's a big advantage. And of course, any of the actions that the village can do to mitigate the adverse impacts of these hazards that are identified has always a plus. It's like, why not? So this version of the plan included a listing of primary hazards of concern to each municipality, and this is not news to most recipients. Flash flooding on paved impervious surface areas can happen with the more extreme precipitation events that are expected. And over the next several years, the state climatologist has predicted that all of Champaign County can expect to experience more frequent episodes of extreme precipitation, severe weather events, and extreme temperatures. So those are the main findings. And yeah, does anyone have any questions?
Any questions, guys? Doesn't look like it. Looks like you did a good job explaining it. So I just need to.
Thank you.
We need to vote on this resolution.
Motion to approve a 5-year hazardous mitigation plan. Resolution 2020-R03.
Second. Roll call.
Beppo?
Yes.
Harry?
Harry's volume must be turned off.
Dean?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
All right, resolution passed. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much, and I'll wait for the village to send or email a scanned copy of the signed resolution.
Okay. Okay, we'll get it to you tomorrow, probably.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. All right, well, since we're down on new business, go ahead, zoning board, since you're here, do your update.
All right.
Since this agenda has been kind of worthless today.
So the zoning board has finally set regular meetings, the second Wednesday of every month at 6 o'clock. And the last meeting we had talked about, the last two meetings, we've actually talked about some improvement plans for the village, including downtown and Route 45. I reached out to the Regional Planning Commission and MSA. You guys have the information on it. And we can look at that in our next couple meetings that we're going to have. We're going to discuss a little bit more. The next meeting we wanted to have was on January 6th at 6 p.m. at the Township Hall and virtually. We're going to get a bunch of the business owners together for downtown. I've already spoken to several of them. Some of them seem to be pretty excited about it and see what they want. And Terrence, I'd like to talk to you about maybe helping set up the survey to send out. I spoke to Brian. He can do it electronically. We can send a postcard out to every residence that has a link to it. Janet at the library said that they would be willing to help with that as well.
Okay.
As far as making a computer available for residents that don't have internet access or have a computer to be able to fill that survey out.
Awesome.
I'll reach out to you this week some more about that.
Okay.
And kind of get an idea of what the people of Tolono want for downtown and for Route 45. Another thing that was brought up, Noah Ruggieri had brought up a possible railroad property lease back. Over by the church in downtown, just to the south, there was those two big grain bins. There's that huge area right there not being used. I reached out to the real estate agent for Norfolk Southern today. She has replied to me right before I came up here and gave me the Illinois contact. There might be a possibility that we can lease that property for maybe the amount of property taxes or a little bit more, and maybe institute a dog park or something similar to that there. And I know that dog park ideas come around the village several times, and that might be a good spot for it. I spoke to the pastor at the church, and they like the idea of having something back there besides just an empty field. So that's kind of our update that we have right now. I would like January 6th meeting to have a couple of trustees there. In person or virtually. Rob, I'd like you to be there. We also have a couple of developers that are coming as well to kind of hear what people have to say.
Cool. And any questions for Wade? Because it's the perfect time to ask him questions on anything. The zoning board is also, Wade has kind of volunteered his time with Jared, and they've been working on some nuisance properties. I know we kind of slowed down a little bit in the wintertime, but I like the momentum we've got going on that kind of stuff. So, and we've had some correspondence with the lawyers and what we can do and we can't do on stuff. But I like the momentum, and I like we're moving forward on stuff.
And the new building inspector is getting up to speed with everything as well. So he does still need to meet with you.
I know he does.
So. But other than that, anything else you guys might have for me? Or who can I expect to see on January 6th?
It's church night, man.
I'll be there. You told me I had to.
Yeah,
Vicky will be there.
All right. Just remember, you can't have too many.
Yeah, how many
board members there?
Well, it's
well
a
they are a public. Meeting.
It's actually a public meeting,
it's
so it's a posted meeting, so we're good to go.
Yeah. That's
on a Wednesday.
The there's a lot of things in the works. They're doing a lot of good stuff, and I've had some of the business owners contact me because you've reached out to them. I think there's some momentum, and it's nice. And I had a church group reach out to me today, and she's wanting to get involved, trying to get her church involved in doing some stuff, because where she came from, the church was really involved in essentially some of the stuff that Funday's doing and stuff. So,
you know, and when I reached out to the property owners in the downtown area, they seem to be very excited that someone or a group of people are taking initiative to help to help build that area back up, because it has kind of gone into disrepair. There are some businesses down there that are just people just left the buildings empty, and think it's what it could be.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm excited to be a part of it, I think it's great. I appreciate all the work that's gone into it so far, just to get to this point where there's a date that people can come and provide some input, it's really exciting.
And it's a public meeting, so anybody can show up to it.
And we're gonna record that meeting and make sure that that's posted online. There was kind of a struggle with streaming it from that location, cause we'll be at the township hall, but we are gonna record it and then post it online.
These are two options for strategic plan?
That is, yes, that's two different options.
Okay.
And we can look into more if we need to.
Well, what I was going to ask, I've seen some of their work, but I haven't seen any of their work.
They have to do their building ordinances.
Yeah, I know they did that, but that's different than a strategic plan. If they could provide you with one for a comparable size, unit of government that they help with.
What I'll do is for the next meeting, I'll make sure that each of you guys have one from each.
Okay, that'll work.
And then that way there's something that can go.
Yeah.
Regional planning has changed all their people in the last couple months. They've got a lot of newer people in there, so I'm actually kind of excited to see what they can do. Like, really excited to see what they can do.
And they were pretty, the lady that I spoke to, there, she was excited that stuff was going on down this way.
Yeah.
And this is something for next budget year, as well as maybe that's something we can pull out of the TIF since it affects the TIF district also, more than anything else. I don't know, there's options to where that money could come from, so.
I have had people reach out to me as well about TIF. Who do I need to redirect them to, you?
We actually have a, there's a form you fill out if you need TIF stuff.
Okay.
So just have to call the. It's not on our website, is it? It's, but call the office.
Okay.
And there's a form you can fill out and then go from there.
Perfect. Anything else for me?
I don't think so. Thanks for coming, guys.
Alright, so.
Yes, I do have some, sorry, I do have something else for you, wait. Computer needs.
Yes.
A little more.
So, what we would like to have is, since we're meeting mostly virtually, we are some of us meeting in the room. We're gonna be collaborating on a lot of things once this improve, if we do this improvement plan or strategic plan, that during the week we collaborate through Teams, and not everybody has their own machine that they would wanna have the village stuff on. And that's kinda what we were going with that. Now, the building administrator, I know he went out and bought a tablet to use for right now, but that is something that really village should apply, at least for him to have.
How's it coming on the computers that you have at the office? You've been going through those?
I've got one of them now.
Is it working, or have you?
Yes, this one, he, yeah.
So, all the ones in the office, they do work. Wade has the only one with a webcam.
Okay.
So.
It wasn't really an option in those back in.
Yeah, the tough book, no webcam.
They are now, though.
No, yeah, the new ones have them.
Yeah.
So if they were to use those, I would suggest getting a USB webcam, that have the microphone and everything on it. And then depending on what they see for the performance of it, we might buy a solid-state drive, so.
And I think a majority of what we'll do will be in Teams. Brian did make a good point, if we did have an odd document that, you know, a tablet wouldn't handle, you know, we might be able to work around that somehow, create a PDF or something, but.
It'd be nice to see how those computers start working once they get them dolled out to you, and if they work decent, then we'll get cameras for them. And then eventually, we can start working them into our budgets and replacing them.
How many people are on the planning and zoning board?
Seven. Yeah, seven.
Would we have enough licenses?
They're all licensed now.
Yeah, as far as the office stuff goes, we can use that through the portal.
Yeah, they have Office Online just like everyone else, but if they needed it installed on the PC, that's where we have to purchase.
Right.
In 2019.
But the web app works pretty well, I can use it on my personal account, office account.
Okay.
I'm sure you've got them at work, haven't you?
Yeah, cameras are gold right now. Should have gotten stock in a lot of different companies, but.
The ones they bought us were simple, they plug right in.
They're really not. We can definitely make sure that there are enough cameras.
Perfect. Cool. Anything else for them? Well, we got them here.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Nothing really on the IEB or IEPA stuff, other than we filled out the loan paperwork and started working on towards that. We'll discuss the public work stuff in the executive session when we come back out. Mark will have stuff for the police department lowering speed limit thing by next meeting. He said he's typing that all up nice and pretty. We'll get something out to you guys before that meeting, so you can put your 2 cents in and everything, hopefully. All right, bills to be paid.
Motion to pay bills.
Second. Roll call.
Bucko?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Here we go.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
I did not see any sewer credits at all. Regular session minutes, December 1st, 2020. Thought we just got ready.
Motion to approve regular session minutes, December 1st, 2020.
Second.
She's second. All right.
Bucko?
Oh, sorry.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
All right, executive session minutes, November 3rd, 2020.
Motion to approve executive session minutes for November 3rd, 2020.
Second. Roll call.
Bucko?
Abstain.
Harry?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stewart?
Yes.
We don't have anything on old business A yet. It's just going to hang there for a little bit. We just talked about B. We don't have any sales or special events or permits. I do have a question. So say we've approved it to where you can approve permits and stuff. If somebody wanted to close a street down and do an outside movie, would that go through you or would it have to come to the board? Is that something in your preview that you can approve, or at least we can get approved in the office? As long as it's not a main street. Okay, cool. No sales presentations. Alright. Anything?
I have a question for Brandy.
I'm sorry.
Were you able to adjust the Burrito King permit to ensure that they were sending their sales tax to us?
I'm working on it. It's on my mailing list of things. But
he's,
it is on there for this week.
He's fine sending it. As I told you, he just needs the agreement set up that way to make sure that he does.
All right.
The tip refinance was finished yesterday, so.
Yeah, finally. After upteen billion documents and signatures and. All right. Anything else we gotta order while we're in public session? I guess we need to call for a vote if you want to continue the contract, or if we want to go out to somebody else. So I need a motion either way. And I'd also like to lower the listing to that to 25,000 too, while we're talking about it.
So what? A possible sale of real estate contract extension?
We need to either, Wade is our realtor on that.
Yes.
So we either need to extend his contract, because his contract's up at the end of the month.
It's up
at the end of the year, or we need to make a motion to go out to another real estate person. If you want, we can go to executive session, because it's kind of an employee thing. I'm waiting for Mark to say no. And then we can come back out and vote on it. We have to vote on it in open session. We've had some discussion on it from the public. So we can do it either way. I don't care. Or we can leave it as it is and the contract expires at the end of the year. And then we don't have a, we'll have to look for another realtor after that.
motion to approve the extension of the real estate contract for 105 East Dagny.
I need a second.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Bubba?
With that motion, it would be waived again, correct?
Correct.
That's what the motion is?
Yes, that's correct. The motion is to extend Wade's contract.
Okay. No.
Harry?
No.
Kane?
No.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Okay, motion does not pass. All right, but I would like to lower it down to 25,000. Does anybody have a problem with that? I think you already gave me that ability to do that. I'm just about positive you did, but I don't remember. I've slept since then, and I'm sure it's in Brandy's notes somewhere.
The original list price was 35, and then when I changed brokerages the first year, it went down to 30.
So I'd like to drop it to 25. Does anybody have a problem with that?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, so.
Do we have to vote on that, Mark?
It's not. Marcus?
Sorry, can I, yes, you have to vote to adjust the sales price.
All right, I need a motion.
Make a motion to change the sales price of the property on Dagny to 25,000.
Second.
Okay, roll call.
Bubba?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Kane?
Yes.
Robbins?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right, perfect. Now, anything else for the open meeting before we go to executive session?
I'll send the status change electronically for you to sign.
Oh, perfect, thank you.
And then I'll get it lowered first thing in the morning.
Perfect, thank you, sir. All right, I think that's it, and I just need a motion.
Motion to adjourn to executive session for the limited purposes of discussing the hiring, performance, compensation, and/or employment of one or more village employees. Five,